Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Record set across the NFL this weekend. On average, 21 million people watched games this weekend. 21 million people, the highest in NFL history. And the first thing that comes to my mind when I read that is, huh? There was a ton of bad quarterback play this weekend. I don't happen to think the league is in a good place from an aesthetic standpoint. You're not really allowed to play defense. If scores are down, it's usually attributed to being ugly offense anymore. Now, the Steelers, and I'll throw this number out there, when the Steelers beat the Ravens to win the AFC North in 2008, 13-9, the second most famous 13-9 game, it wasn't looked at as bad offense. It was looked at as elite defense between two teams that hated each other. And it was beautiful. The AFC Championship game that year, it wasn't looked at as bad offense. It was looked at as beautiful defensive football. And that all changed in 2010. I think the best version of the NFL was between the year 2000 and the year 2010. Back when you had elite quarterbacks like Tom Brady, like Peyton Manning, like Aaron Rodgers, like Ben Roethlisberger, like Philip Rivers, like, at times, Eli Manning. So you had that. Those teams could score points. A little bit before that, Dante Culpepper in the 1990s with the late 1990s, early 2000s with Minnesota. The greatest show on turf. You could have great offense, and the great offense you knew was going up against great defense. That was the best era of the NFL for me. Now, I'm young. I'm 33. I'm young-ish. Don't feel young. Went to the spine specialist yesterday. I was the youngest guy in there by 40 years. So I ain't seen a ton of football. But I thought the best ball was between 2000 to 2010. So why are more people watching now? I think it's actually pretty simple. I don't think the game is good. And last week was really mostly nasty. But I think we care about different things. Now we care about fantasy football. Now sports gambling has been legalized. So you're going to watch an ugly game. You might even watch a blowout game to see if the team covers the spread. You got people that are going to stick around to the end of crap games now in a way that they never would have done before. There's always been gambling, but now it's legalized because they want to know, does my team win or lose by 9.5 points? Right? So everyone likes watching the NFL. We always have. But now you're going to sit around and you're going to watch an entire game all the way through because there could be a backdoor cover. More now than ever before. Because you've got fantasy players too. Garbage time. More exciting than ever before. You never really gave a rip before you had 15 fantasy teams about whether or not Kirk Cousins was going to throw the ball all over the yard in the fourth quarter when they're down by 20 points. Now you do. So I think it's fairly obvious what's going on here. For me, I don't like the product. But I'm addicted to the product, and I'm addicted to it because I gamble. I'm addicted to it because of fantasy football.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio. Odyssey app.